Bye.
More calls in a moment, 1300 222 774. But the dirty tricks are being played in the by-election for the seat of Melbourne. Bronwyn Pike resigned from Parliament, and the Labor Party are battling against the Greens, particularly, to try and defend the seat, the Liberal Party having decided not to stand a candidate. But there is also one high-profile independent who's running and is now being targeted in a dirty tricks campaign. Stephen Mayne, no stranger to listeners to this radio station, is the independent candidate running for the Melbourne by-election. Stephen, good morning.
Hi, John.
There's some pretty filthy stuff circulating about you. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. Yeah, look, not too happy to be described as a cancer in anonymous material being sent to residents in Docklands and East Melbourne. So, yeah, I was quite surprised. I didn't think that the Labor supporters were going to take me so seriously, but they've sent out a smear sheet anonymously in breach of the electoral laws, and, yeah, it's pretty grubby stuff.
Well, it's an old tradition, the dirt sheet, and it's a card that gets played from time to time in politics. This one anonymously targeting you over your conduct as a councillor out in, it's Manningham, I think, isn't it, where you're a councillor?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So it's quoting the local panel beater saying I'm a disgrace and, you know, this sort of things, and saying I'm a bully. And yeah, so look, it's pretty grubby stuff, and I mean, it's difficult to know what to do with these things. I've lodged a formal complaint, and I guess all I can really do is to call on the Labor Party heavies to publicly condemn it. So, you know, I'd love to hear Daniel Andrews to call off the dodgy brigade and condemn this sort of behaviour, because it is against the law. And so Noah Carroll, the State Secretary of the ALP, where is he? Where's his statement condemning this? And Jennifer Kness, the candidate. So they'll all say, oh, nothing to do with us. We know nothing about it, but there's nothing stopping them from condemning it and saying it shouldn't be tolerated, and calling for anyone who thinks they're helping the Labor Party, whether it's some union or whatever, to actually, you know, remove this sort of sordid underbelly of campaigning, which you often see from the Labor Party.
Now, what's happened is you've announced that your preferences are going to flow to the Greens to try and take whatever support you get, whatever percentage it is, to help the Greens across the line. So you're absolutely clear, are you? You think this is a Labor payback for doing that?
Well, I mean, there's pictures of the Greens candidate, Cathy Oak, who, look, I only literally met for the first time last night. I attended the Melbourne City Council meeting and she was there. So it's very much attacking the Greens for doing a grubby deal with me. Now, the only grubby deal I've done with the Greens is that I'm running on a poker machine platform, and the Greens are the only candidate who are committing to $1 maximum bets, which is what the Productivity Commission, Nick Xenophon, Andrew Wilkie and everyone else is advocating. So I have said, well, I'm running on a pokies platform and the Greens have the best policy, so I will be preferencing the Greens. And if that means that the Labor Party loses the seat of Melbourne, which they've held since 1908, well, they may well lose it because of poker machines. And that would be a step forward for the poker machine campaign. If that's a grubby deal, well, you know, So the Labor Party says.
But sure, but the payback is you're then expecting to get Greens preferences when you run for a seat on Melbourne City Council. Is that the contra?
Well, look, I've had discussions with the Greens about...
Have you done a deal with the Greens?
I have had discussions with the Greens, and we will probably be doing a preference arrangement that also relates to the Melbourne City Council, which also has questions about, you know, poker machine policy and whether the council can implement a double rate on Crown.
Okay, so you help the Greens in the by-election and give them your preferences. In exchange, they give you preferences to get onto Melbourne City Council, which I suspect might also be your preparation for a tilt at the Senate, Xenophon style from Victoria. Is that the plan?
Well, John, I mean, I love democracy and competing in elections. So I've enjoyed serving on Manningham City Council. I'm looking forward to running for the City of Melbourne later this year. I was impressed with how Robert Dore ran the meeting last night that I observed, and would love to get involved. So if there's something wrong with, you know, presenting for election in a democracy...
No, I'm just trying to find out if you'll confirm that it's true. Will you be running for not just Melbourne City Council, but also the Senate?
Well, I don't know yet. I mean, I like to contest every election, so I'm contesting this by-election. But I might get a bit sick and tired of the smear that the Labor Party runs, and certainly my wife's pretty upset by it, and you know, I might pull out of elections if this is the way it's going to be played.
I'll stay on the line, because Noah Carroll is on the phone. State Secretary of the ALP, Noah Carroll, has responded to our call. Mr. Carroll, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I don't know if you've seen this dirt sheet that's circulating in some parts of the Melbourne electorate about Stephen Mayne. Have you seen it?
Yeah, the first time I saw it was when one of our campaign workers emailed it through to me. I think it was on the Monday night.
And are you prepared to condemn it?
I'm certainly very happy to say that any suggestion in any way that the ALP is involved or sanctioned it is wrong. Anything that the ALP sends out would have my authorisation at the bottom of it. And any suggestion in the past which sent things out that don't have my authorisation or my predecessor's authorisation on it is wrong.
But will you go the next step and condemn whoever is doing it? Because you are the beneficiaries of it, even if you say it's got nothing to do with any of you.
Well, I reject that suggestion because I'd actually point. I'd reject the suggestion that we're the beneficiaries of it and the only beneficiaries thereof, because I'd argue that Stephen Mayne actually gets a lot of credibility out of this, because suddenly his prominence is thrown. I'm not sure how widely this was sent out, but I find it very curious that any direct mail is going to link two candidates together. It's very unusual.
It may be unusual, but will you condemn it?
I condemn anyone who sends anything out that doesn't have the guts to put their name to it. Absolutely.
So you can. This doesn't have a name on it, so you do condemn this tactic?
I condemn anyone who is in breach of the electoral law. This is clearly in breach of the electoral law, and it doesn't have an authorisation on it. It's cowardly because it doesn't have that authorisation at the bottom of it. If you're willing to actually call someone to account on their record, you should also have the guts to at least put your name to it, and that I certainly condemn.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Noah Carroll, State Secretary of the ALP. Stephen Mayne, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, there you are.
Yeah, no, look, I was certainly pleased to hear that. I mean, one of the Labor councillors in Manningham, who's quoted in the flyer, I've asked him to do the same, and he emailed me last night and said, quote, you know, the only thing I'm annoyed about is that 30,000 people now think I cannot spell, since I would never spell ingrained, engrained, sigh. So, you know, the secretary of the Manningham branch of the Labor Party has a very different approach, Councillor Ivan Reid, to what Noah Carroll's just said, and I think he needs to go and swat him.
Well, that's a battle for you on a separate front, but at least we've dealt with the one that's right there, with Noah Carroll saying, yes, it's cowardly and it's wrong. Stephen, we will see where this by-election goes to, and thank you for bringing it to our attention. Stephen Mayne, the independent candidate running, or one of the independent candidates, I should say more precisely, running for the Melbourne by-election.